Well, you know, that's where things get tough in what is otherwise a very bipartisan farm bill that would reauthorize agricultural policy for the next 5 years. But there are matters, as one might guess, that are regional in nature, and sugar is certainly one of them. Sugar beets are grown in North Dakota, Minnesota, Michigan, but interestingly not Wisconsin, and sugar cane is raised in Hawaii and Florida and a couple of other southern states. It's heavily subsidized, as it is in some other countries where sugar is produced. And in Wisconsin, the big the political voice around this issue tends to object to those subsidies and wants to see some reform in the system. We have a number of confectioners and, you know, candy makers and bakeries, et cetera, in our state that have been heavily impacted by current policy. And so I supported some reforms in our sugar policy. The debate today, as you mentioned, was focused a lot more on tobacco policy and the question of whether we should subsidize crop insurance for tobacco farmers. The argument, the debate on the floor was that over $10 billion has been set aside over recent years to encourage tobacco farmers to adopt other crops so that they can keep in business as farmers but alter course in terms of what they grow. And people say, you know, if they've turned that down, they don't need more subsidies. And that was sort of the crux of the debate today. But I would just want to bring everyone's focus to the fact that the bill itself is largely bipartisan and has garnered a significant amount of support. And, you know, we'll have these little differences, but I think by and large, especially, it's a good deal for Wisconsin.
I know one issue that you have heard a lot from your constituency, and that is the Dairy Security Act. Your thoughts on what is now part of the bill?
I am pleased to see this measure a part of the Senate bill. And, you know, farming is about managing risk. Our farmers take great risks every year. They are dependent on weather. They are dependent upon the cost of seed if they're growing crops. They're dependent on the price of feed if they're supporting livestock. And so they take great risks, and they need our help in managing those risks so that a drought or a spike in feed prices doesn't drive them out of business. And in the past, our ways of handling this risk have been imperfect, to say the very least, especially in dairy. And I would argue that dairy farmers undertake some of the most significant risks of all farmers. So the new dairy security provisions, I think, are very hopeful in terms of allowing farmers to better manage the very real risks they face.
Are you okay with the production controls portion of it?
You know, I know that those are the most controversial provisions there, but I think we have to give this a new try. And, you know, one of the reasons why we don't make this permanent law, but we reauthorize it from time to time, in this case I hope it will be a five-year measure, is so that we can keep close track on how something works. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that the MILC, the milk program, was a brand new effort. That's being replaced, and we're trying something else, and we want to get it right.
Do you expect any other big controversial discussions going forward here for the next couple of hours, or is everything kind of pretty well set here?
Well, it's unclear whether we can conclude this debate on the farm bill prior to the Memorial Day holiday. But what they're working on right now is whether they can limit the number of remaining amendments that are going to be debated and will receive a vote. And, you know, I think part of the question will be how controversial will those remaining questions be. But a lot of the most controversial debates are behind us now, and I hope that, you know, it won't be long before we see a big light at the end of the tunnel.
Would you vote in favor of the bill as it stands right now?
Definitely. I think we need a five-year agriculture bill. We needed it yesterday, and frankly, the expiration of the last one and these Band-Aid measures have hurt the agriculture industry across the country, and certainly it's hurt in the state of Wisconsin. So I think it's high time, and that's what we need to do.
You've gone through this process in the House. This is your first time in the Senate. Any difference between the two houses?
Well, there certainly is. You know, last session, the Senate passed a bipartisan bill that's actually provided the basis for the bill we're debating right now. Probably 80 to 90% of it was hashed out 2 years ago or a year and a half ago. The House got tied up in knots, frankly, last year, and while they reported measure out of committee, they weren't able to bring it to the floor over big debates about nutrition programs for children in this country. And I am hopeful that if we have a strong vote in the Senate, that this time we won't see those hang-ups in the House. But yeah, it is a very different process in the Senate side. And I'm pleased to see that while we have some differences on the level of support for low-income and childhood nutrition programs, we have a lot more consensus on this side of the Capitol than they seem to have in the House side.
There still is a difference in SNAP funding between the House version and the House Ag Committee version and the Senate version.
Right. It's a significant difference.
Right.
And I think in the Senate, we understand that this is, you know, especially when times are hard in the United States and we have such a rich agricultural tradition and history that there is no excuse for anyone to go hungry in this country.
Is there an acceptable compromise that could come out of a conference committee?
Well, I do think that there has been an earnest attempt in the Senate to crack down on fraudsters and fraudulent schemes, and there are some out there. There have been reports of people who won the lottery still using these nutrition benefits. That's outrageous. And we have to have ways to clamp down on that. Those are probably outlier examples of fraud. There are some others, and the Senate has gone a significant distance in going after that. But I think there is a difference between going after fraud and waste and abuse of a program and actually deciding that you don't want to make sure that every child in America has adequate nutrition. And that's what the House seems to be doing, and I find that very, more than unfortunate.